time, it seems like. I think we're looking forward to the interim. So we really get down to nitty gritty again with the joint committee, and so we look forward to that.
I did talk to Susan, and she said that, you know, she was fine on having the interim committee. So.
Oh, good, good. But we did want to, this was our final meeting, and we did want to kind of a brief review as we close it down, and then maybe some guidelines and information for the interim as we get ready for that particular effort. So, Don, why don't you just come on forward, and we'll turn it over to you. You had several issues. I think we're going to talk about latest Y2K, the enterprise plan, e-commerce, role of IR&D in the state.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else you want to bring to
committee member, committee administrator.
It's an overwhelming committee.
Right. So this is the last one of this session. Okay. Well, I thought it might
be... No tears. We're just going to take it as a...
Right. I thought it might be useful if we asked Barb Jensen to do a sort of an overview, quick overview of where we stand with Y2K, so the committee at least has that for its information on the record. Barbara, you want
to? What are you going to do on January 2nd, Barbara? You got a new job lined up? No, I realize it goes on beyond.
I think I got to spend some more time on that.
Oh, okay. Drag it out.
There you go, Mr. Chair. Senator Nelson, happy to be here. This is Barb. I'm Barb Jensen with the Statewide Year 2000 Project Office, and we've come a long way in the last 2.5 years with Y2K. And our agencies have spent a lot of time getting ready, and here we are, May, the middle of the last year, and preparing both in our systems, our business continuation planning, our testing, our interface testing, and getting geared up for this last 6 months to ensure our readiness, working with the Office of Emergency Management as well, should any failure cause a concern for the state, and any other failures that would occur normally that aren't Y2K that could be called Y2K. In our system readiness, and you have in front of you a quick fact sheet, looks like this, one pager. It says we have 224 days left, and that we still have the 89 agencies reporting into us, although you have been, and we have been watching carefully, 25 agencies with 78 mission-critical systems. We're happy to say that most of those systems are turning green on a daily basis, or greener, I should say. But we still have a couple of reds. You'll notice at the very bottom where it says two reds. We had a system turn red just the other day, Veterans Affairs. It turned red based on criteria of date only. We believe it has no problem or failure potential. It is just a date criteria. And I think that it's appropriate.
Sorry, you say it again. Say what?
It's a date criteria.
Okay.
In other words, it falls after the September 1 date that we have set for readiness. And what they've elected to do is actually implement that system in the fourth quarter instead of the third, and when they did that, that turned them red. They are very aware of that, etc. We still continue to work our telecommunications system, that's the other red, and we are looking forward to possibly turning that green around the corner, because we've got several contractors working on that, and we've got our consultant, our completion assurance contractor, reviewing it now. We are working with business continuation plans, and if you have specific questions, we have our business risk consultant here, Judy James, in the audience, ready to answer any questions. We do have the plans due on June the 1st, which is just 9 days away, and we've heard from some of the major agencies that those plans are scheduled to be in our office on time, and we will provide information about those plans as soon as possible.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Nelson, and now Senator Courtney, just to add a couple of things wrapping up our Y2K report to you. The due date for all system correction for all state agencies is July 1, and that was set out 2.5 years ago under the executive order. The agencies have been informed of that date or reminded of that date. There are at least 11 systems that will not make the July 1 deadline, and we have known about those systems for some time. And they are systems which, for legitimate reasons, large-scale installation problems, timing, utility contractor availability, things like that, we have given extension to from a calendar standpoint. I've also solicited the identification of any other time overages from all state agency directors. I sent out a notification to them last week to that effect. And so I'm hoping that before you go home, before the end of this session, that we will know exactly where we stand in terms of completion date for all 262 systems that we are tracking generally, and then, of course, for the 78 that Barbara referred to. So that's number one. Number two, Senate Bill 268 has passed. That is extremely important legislation from our standpoint because it provides an affirmative defense for public bodies in Y2K-related litigation, provided that they meet a series of criteria and establish that they have made progress and continue to make progress in Y2K. We see it as a way to incentivize local governments and others to meet a high standard and get the work done and have an incentive to get it done according to the standards set out in the legislation. So I think that's very significant from our standpoint. We hope that it has a good state on the House side. We also will be rating business continuation plans, which are, as Barbara said, due June 1st. Those ratings will be available to you around mid-month June, and we're making color ratings available on business continuation by agency so that we report to you before you leave, so that it cannot be said that we waited until you did before we rated anybody. And so we are making a concerted effort to accomplish that. The other thing that I might mention to you, and then, as Barb said, happy to answer any questions on this issue, I'm not certain that our problem is going to be Y2K related within state government at the end of the year. I feel very confident that we have done virtually everything that could be done and probably more than should have been done, because the incremental cost of everything is so high. But I believe that our biggest problem is likely to be viruses and cyber terrorism at the end of this year. We are seeing a dramatic increase in viruses. We are seeing a dramatic increase in hacker intrusion into our state systems. We think that governments will be the target of this kind of activity, and that there's going to be a crescendo at the end of this year, which probably is going to be worse than any Y2K-related activity. I met with Major Willis yesterday at State Police. We are forming a special task force on this issue to try to make certain that we do all that we can to prepare for the virus attack. We have security people who work full-time around the clock on this, but it just appears to us that it's going to be an ideal setting for the wackos out there to send viruses out to correspond to the end of the calendar year and the beginning of the new year 2000, all that stuff. So I really think we're going to see more damage there than anywhere. But we're not losing focus. I mean, we're still focused on our Y2K business. Hmm. That concludes our Y2K report to you, unless you have questions.
There's the big five agencies, and it seems like the Human Resource Department was the one that they did a different system. How's that looking?
Mr. Chair, Senator Nelson, we continue to monitor DHR's progress on their remediation efforts on a daily basis. We have a contractor that spends a great deal of time continuously through the completion assurance process watching their progress. We look at the schedules. They have 16, I believe, of the statewide mission critical systems, most of which, I think there's a split of green and yellow. some that have already been completed, some that are going to come right in to the finish line pretty close here. There's lots of testing to be done. They're working heavily on their interface piece. They have an interface team with 5 folks on that. And they've got a separate hardware, a PC team, that is trying to put appropriate hardware in place for the HR, and it's 134 sites throughout the state. So they have an enormous amount of work to do.
They have taken, Mr. Chair, Senator Nelson, they've taken what's called a factory production approach to fixing their problem. They have so many lines of code, 30-some million lines, to correct the DHR and their various systems, that they've set up a factory-like environment with about 150 people, contractors and employees, working around the clock to remediate those lines of code. And it's a production kind of environment, follows different methodologies than most of the other agencies are following. It's equally effective, and they think that's, you know, the technique that they had to use. It has thrown them off calendar-wise in some ways because they achieve big bites, you know, big chunks. But we think it's the appropriate methodology, and we think they'll make it. Last time we reported to you, 70% of the systems were implemented. Today, 76% are implemented. We're hoping, of course, that by July 1, something on the order of 95% will be implemented, so we've got a lot to make up in a very short period of time. I'm hoping that the agencies are holding back reporting on implementation until they're absolutely certain, but they've got about 5 weeks to do that.
Yeah. There's some dates in 99 that were critical for decision making. At some point, somebody testified that in the year 2008 wasn't really clear, or September of 1999 or something like that.
Mr. Chair, Senator Nelson, in point of fact, the reason Barbara doesn't have to fear about losing her job, she's kind of, you know, relaxed about it. Did you know that? Is because about 50%+ of the system failure dates that are triggers in computer systems and programs occur in the year 2000, over that whole year.
Each quarter and so forth.
Right, and in fact, in 2001, there are several dates that are viewed as critical dates. Actually, the 31st of December, which everybody is focused on because it's easy to remember and everybody, you know, and so forth, is probably no more than 15% of the total trigger dates on that night. The world is focused on that,
yeah.
You know. We have posted on our website 23 trigger dates, beginning at the beginning of this year and ending at year 2001, I believe. And that, you know, fiscal year changes. Some dates, I'm trying to recall, it seemed like it was January 4th of this year was a trigger date for many of the social service agencies because they're using platforms and software developed by the federal government that they had installed, and so that particular, you know, set of programs and platforms was tagged to a January 4, 99 deadline. There is a 999 deadline coming up here when, you know, and many people believe that that will be the most difficult threshold for people to pass over many systems. We don't really know, you know, proportionately what that might be. There have been system failures, and I don't have specific knowledge of the systems. They've just been generated.
Well, that'd be stopped.
Right.
How's the federal government doing with all this? They have thousands of agencies.
Well, the federal government is very good, much better than we are, perhaps, in public relations. They have a massive public relations effort underway and have had for some time. It's very hard to know. I know one thing. I contact the regional administrators of various of the big agencies that we're concerned about. Federal Aviation Administration is a good example. And they cannot and will not certify that their navigation systems are Y2K compliant at this point in time. Now, they can, what they do say is that the administrator is going to fly, you know, around the world on that night. They keep saying that, you know, but that really doesn't help me understand that, you know, PIA is going to be compliant.
But that also about the MCA, you can't get off or just get off.
Three airlines have announced that they will not fly in that time period at this juncture.
major.
Two small airlines and one large airline. KLM is the largest.
How about the electrical ones? I reading that they look like they're okay.
Well, we have been meeting very intently and closely with PGE, who we judge to have the best YPK program. And, of course, working with Bill Warren of the Public Utility Commission, who have for a number of years been collecting information, have no regulatory authority over that aspect of their operation, but otherwise do. I think that, you know, insofar as they can take prudent efforts, they are very impressed by the programs they have underway at PGE, and they have taken measures to assure themselves that EPA and the Western Regional Power Grid is intact. But, you know, that... To me, if we have any vulnerabilities, the greatest vulnerability is, of course, electrical outage. Our business continuation planning, in fact, is tagged to, and that's one of the major assumptions we've asked the agencies to use in their planning, assume a 72-hour power outage, complete or partial, and then what do you do to work around that to get your business critical stuff done? And that's the work that the agencies are doing now. And, in fact, at 10 o'clock this morning, DAS was to have its plan completed, of which we are a part, but we also have, we're going to coordinate the, you know, the larger planning effort. But power outages are our greatest vulnerability, I suspect. I don't know that we'll have any, and I'm pretty confident that, that we won't, but, you know, no one knows for sure.
Sure. Any questions on YPK? You happy? You wait and see.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, just one last comment at your final report. You notice these percentages here. They're going to be different than other states that you might see out there. And just one word, a footnote to that, is that every state measures their progress differently. So some states are probably more conservative than others. Some measure application systems, programs, agencies. It's all different in those measurements. So it's very, very difficult to do a comparison among states. But I believe Oregon is middle to the upper part of being ready for Y2K.
Okay. Well, thank you. This particular one is helpful, too. Quick facts. I like that. Okay. Next one, Mr. Mack, huh? Enterprise Network.
Mr. Chairman, if I could go to that map that Senator Courtney referred to. This is a map of the Oregon Enterprise Network. There's been a change on this.
Excuse me, Barb, thank you very much. Barb, thank you. Okay.
There's been a change in the map since the last time we reported to you that I want to call to your attention. Hermiston, Senator Nelson, has been added to the map.
Thank you. That'll resolve a lot of phone calls.
We just drew that in there. It wasn't difficult to do. I think through probably an oversight previously, Hermiston was not shown on this map, and so they are here and identified as a spoke site. I can report on the enterprise network and its development. We are approaching a point where, due to technology changes which have occurred just in the last 6 months, we believe that we are much closer to being able to carry video signals on the frame relay network that currently exists than ever before. And so we expect to be providing video support fairly soon. We've just recently announced a new standard called H323 that all agencies have to meet for video purposes. So the network is actually being deployed perhaps more rapidly. We are about to hire a consultant who will help us write the RFP that then will be distributed to the private sector for them to bid on the overall development and provision of this network to us. Be a competitive process. It is certainly the case that there isn't a single provider that could do it. It would take many, from local all the way up to state. And so that's where we are in the enterprise network. The barrier would continue to be at the receiving sites whether they be community colleges or other state agencies, they must have the equipment necessary to connect to this network, and they must have the budget necessary to purchase services. Now, we're assuming that they will just, you know, migrate from their telephone service, conventional telephone service, to this network, but there could be a price bump because there'll be a capacity increase, and whether they have that budget or not.
Where does Silver 142 fit into?
It's a portion of it. That's still undecided as to where that's going to be. I'm sure if looking at the conceptual approach is that it's supposed to be, it is a part of it.
What goes in?
140. Now, I guess that's going to change.
Yeah,
it's going to undergo a metamorphosis here.
That's what I said.
You know, I've gotten stuff.
Can you deepen them a little bit? What's that mean?
Yeah.
Senator Duncan, I can tell you what I know about the process. We have, in discussions, I'm speaking for the governor's office at this juncture because I've been working closely with them and trying to support Bill Wyatt and his work and Representative Hill and his work and everybody else in their work. I'm not sure what my role is. Well, Senator Nelson is temporarily out of the action. He'll be back in it shortly. But,
I'm going to say, I'm surprised that Nelson's not in the action.
Well, he's in our minds at all times.
I'm sure that's something that he's in your mind. I'm surprised.
He's sort of floating out.
He's inside my face.
Even though I didn't vote for Bill, you're on place. You might choose stop voting and get your body in there, but although that may be something that, maybe I don't want you in there.
That's probably true.
Okay, what's that?
I've learned something
from that. This is our final meeting, so
now
it's the play.
You can play. I've learned something from the federal court here. I'm going to pick my time and my place. I really hope you do that.
I see.
Where we are is I believe that by next week, perhaps Wednesday of next week, there will be an alternative developed that all parties to, or many parties to the discussion, will find acceptable. And its general characteristics are not wholly incompatible with Senate Bill 142A. The compromise includes a universal service fund. It includes an infrastructure fund for rural and remote Oregon. It includes regulatory reform. It includes some significant latitude provided to providers in the way they price their products and the way they're regulated. So I think that it follows the general, you know, outlines of 142 pretty well. The difficulty is in this legislation, the details really, really matter a whole lot, and they can cause gigantic swings in benefits to one party or another. Many times it's the unintended consequences issue here. And so you've got to have, you know, everybody, number one, who has smarts involved, and number two, they've all got to be honest with each other.
I've not been asked to be involved.
Pardon me?
It's a soup. It's like a big soup, you know, a pot and everything.
Gumbo.
It's all there, baby. And he's doing a brilliant job describing all these players. So it's sort of one of these things just going to watch the TV for a while.
Well, I'm glad you gave the description because I understand it better now.
So I think that's about as good as I can do. I mean, I could get into elaborate and boring detail on any aspect of it, but that's kind of
fair. Yeah, no, I got good boys this morning. Okay, well, I will keep in touch.
If I could just ask you, on the Senate president, is it a three-phase plan? Is it a three-phase plan or four-phase?
The Enterprise?
Yeah.
It's a seven-phase plan. We completed stage one.
Okay.
We now have to make a decision whether we go to Ontario or Medford in the next leg. and I, you know, we're just making technical judgments, and we're about to hire the consultant that will help us develop the RFP that will be let later in the year for the whole network.
Yeah. And this is what, like 3 year stages or 4 year? Or
we expect to have the network fully deployed by July 1, 2001. And there are funding vehicles, or there are funding attributes of the of 142 that could provide some funding for this network should communities choose to do that. So there is a link, but it's a pretty, it's not a direct funding link with regard to the enterprise network. I think that gets to the question that was asked initially.
Okay. Anything else you want to add on the enterprise side?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do have the concern that you addressed, and also you should have a copy of a letter.
As far as say, Mr. Chair, on that, if you have any desires and now I'm planning down in the area, you might come to the President's Shake neighborhood, because all of a sudden we've now been joined by the likes of the great one here who's joining the President's Shake Committee as of next Monday. So you not only have, you got Nelson Courtney, been there for life, now you've got Vern Duncan. So in effect, it would serve you well. That is probably the greatest committee in this building. Nobody realizes that, but as a veteran, I do realize it. Not because I'm honored, but because I know it. So Duncan doesn't know how honored he has now become, and how select the group he is joining. He don't take it for granted and not realize the grandeur is about to enter.
Well,
Senator Nelson realizes it, and you're about to it's like an all-star team.
Yeah.
Like an all-Hall of Fame team that you're about to join. And so I would suggest that if you have any, if you get nervous, come see us in the Judiciary Committee, which meets every day, and we'll take good care of you.
I'm looking forward to it. I closed down one great committee yesterday that I'm the chair of.
What was that?
General Government.
It was okay.
No, come on. It was excellent.
Well, I know, but I'm on Judiciary. You know, I'm on law session.
Monday I'll join you, that sort of thing, but we'll see. But I just wanted to know it was a very good committee that came down yesterday. And this is a...
I didn't make you go to
and this one is next from time to time. There is a letter in your packet. Would you mind pulling that out? Doug, you want to discuss this letter with us? It's the one that I possibly will sign with the concurrence of my committee members.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, several weeks ago, I visited with you about the last meeting of the committee, the prior meeting of this committee. And at that time, we had a discussion in your office about one of the perhaps most important parts of my job, which is to try to do what I can, driven primarily by legislative policy, frankly, to consolidate networks and to cause agencies to work together rather than developing their own standalone systems, to avoid the expense and unnecessary staff. And you said, well, okay, if the committee could do anything to help them, what would it be? Would it be legislation? Would it be this? And I said, well, you know, I think that a letter from the committee to the other committees, all of the other committees that from time to time have information or technology-related provisions and bills really might benefit from being put on notice that there is this issue. They should be concerned about it. A way to kind of ferret out or ask questions that would, you know, help lead to a constructive end. And so you asked if I would help draft a letter working with Marjorie Taylor, which I did, and Marjorie honed it a little bit, and I suspect you did, and that's what you haven't done.
Have you had a chance to glance at it all? Any suggestions? Are you comfortable with this?
I can I just say...
Sure. Be very critical. We have no problem.
It's very well done. But you mentioned committees. I'm not so sure it shouldn't go to agencies.
I've thought of that same thing. I agree with you, Senator.
Mr. Chair, Senator Courtney, I would welcome that. It would help me a lot.
One particular agency that should go unnamed because I got to make a living to take care of my wife and three kids. But anyway, I'm just being very confident.
What we might do is send this letter to them and then just send a copy of this to all agencies. Because I don't like to have committees directing.
Well, that's right. You are there, but you do understand the point I'm trying to make.
No, I do. And I think it'd be good for them to have this. So if we were to carbon copy this to all carbon, that's just that's, boy, oh boy, in this committee that would certainly be that's a bad word to use.
Oh, electronic carbon.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Electronic carbon. To all agencies.
This is very egotistical.
No, we have no problem.
I've already attended you guys. No problem. I'm not kidding. You have a great committee. Obviously, you're not in a good fun mood today, so I apologize that you're mad at me and I didn't appeal to you.
I wasn't earlier, but it may have
been. So I feel you do. You don't come over the greatest committee in the world ever.
No, I'm happy.
Even the gods are not like
yeah. Okay, now we can do
well. Now the egotist that I am is going to show up.
And that won't be any surprise, so go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Around,
you have a, yeah. It says respectfully chair. Now, I want you to say chair, but you know, we're a wing committee. And, you know, I don't know if it hurts.
I'd love to have everybody.
Well, you know, you're going to treat us.
Yeah.
Even put the staff down. I mean, I don't care, but I mean, it just seems to me that if we, now, it's not looking at me like, well, yeah, I don't want my name on it, but you're considered a wizard in this stuff. I don't know why I'm not to just say, hey,
would you like to sign it too?
The three musketeers are together.
I think it'd be great, and I would be honored to have your name sign there.
You don't mean that. That's just insane. You don't mean that.
I would be honored. As a matter of fact, we might even get some press coverage if we get your name on there.
You know, I'm not going to welcome you to this year. I thought I should just. I'm not.
I think it's a good idea. Okay, we will change it and we'll add whatever we decide. And I'm really honored to take that. Even Peter Cartney's name on there.
And Mr. Chair, I do want to acknowledge, of course, the true author of the letter was sitting next to me.
Good job. Do you want your name on it, too?
Because I don't want any egos hurt in this room before we leave today.
Wait a minute. I take my name off.
Take it off. I want your name on it.
I want your name on it because I don't. I really want your name on it. It will help. It will enhance. It will.
It's a great idea.
We will do it. This letter concurrence. This will go to all of the... Why don't we just send this out to everybody in there? And to everybody. Yeah, to sure everybody gets a copy of it. Look, why don't we send it to all the chairs and then CC it to all members and all agency heads. Okay? And I don't think you should. What do you think? Should we be presumptuous to send it to the House? To Jim Hill.
I think you've got to send it to the House. You do run the risk because of how this thing got, you know, we're supposed to be a joint committee,
right.
And they're very quickly in the House, I found out last night and this morning. But, you know, this is something that's got for more than just six cents. If you believe in what's in this letter, Mr. Chair, I'm serious. It's well worded. It's not an in-your-face type of letter. I say, and I already said about agencies, we're going to copy them, we're not going to send it to them. I'm not so sure that you got to go straight to the House. If somebody gets a nose and I'll shake, say, well, it wasn't intended to do that if you leave the room. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Let's just see fit to the members of the House. Okay? And we're just sharing information.
That's right.
Okay?
So now, you think that's all right?
I think that's a great idea. The more information out there,
that's what we're trying to do. Okay. Our staff colleagues, the House, and agency heads. Okay. I'm very comfortable with that. We shall do it post-haste. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again when you come before the judiciary in the House.
I'll be there tomorrow. You're making fun of that. The limited liability bill came to the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's carrying a number of bills that relate right to it. So this is not something to pull around. You have been in front of our committee with a number of issues, and he's the guy. He's
yeah,
the
now he's really the guy we're in this whole thing, and I recognize that.
We're not
saying Senator Nelson is the prime mover.
Well, I don't want to let... No, wait a minute. I'm here. I am president.
It's an eagle thing.
I defer to my... Well, we got to get this thing over quick. I defer to my two colleagues here who really know their stuff.
Anything else?
Do you want to leave?
No, we have a special thing. I was just checking what time it was.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Mr. Chairman, only that it's a pleasure working with you. And
you want the button now?
No.
Well, it's a pleasure working with you.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to it in many other ways.
You want to make is that a motion, or are you just saying that yourself? I'm going to have to change the pleasure working with me.
You want to make a motion?
No, I don't want to make a motion because it gives you the one hope, maybe, and I don't want to hurt your feelings.
I think on that, I am just about ready. I do want to thank you and your staff, because you guys have been major players with us here. I'd like to thank the committee members. This committee has been, it started off on a bad foot from the standpoint of the relationship with the House, and it really never functioned the way we envisioned that it could have functioned. And we're hoping that in the interim that will pick up and move that, because it was an exciting committee. And we'll get back on there again. And I'd like to thank the members of the committee for your patience, your indulgence, your good cheer, and to your staff convey that, please. I'm going to adjourn this committee and wish you the very best, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Oh yeah, game sensitive. You're not a Knighty fan, baby.
Hey, I did a great job with the Mets game. That was amazing. I know both of them, but really, I've worked with.